Chapter 90. Ron could not pinpoint what he had done wrong. He was just walking home, and his foot came down on a place where the sidewalk was lifted and split, and his knee twisted, and he felt it again. He tried to walk it off. It had just been a small twist. Maybe it would be fine in just a few minutes. It wasn't. Ron felt the weight of his leg as he limped up the stairs with his book bag slung over his shoulder. He got into the house and George said, "Would you run down to the corner and get some bread?" "I can't run anywhere," he answered bitterly. "What's wrong now?" "Same shit that's always wrong," said Ron. George galloped out from the kitchen with a menacing look on his face. "I don't want you using that kind of language around here." "Nah, it's only okay when you say shit, huh?" George backhanded Ron across the face. The rage boiled over in him, and he forgot about his knee and lunged after him. He felt the pain shoot up his leg, and he fell. This time what snapped was not in his leg. It was deeper inside. And he found himself lying on the floor, shaking uncontrollably. George stood there, looking stunned. Ron couldn't really see and felt his lips trembling and a rushing in his ears that blotted out everything else. He was admitted to the hospital that evening. He liked the hospital. The nurses smiled at him. He roamed the halls and talked to other patients. There was no one hitting him. There was no school. He thought that maybe he could just stay here until he was old enough to be someplace else. An upper GI series revealed that he had the beginning of an ulcer. His chart showed that his blood pressure was vacillating. He was easily set into the depth of not speaking or doing anything except staring at the wall and hoping to go back to sleep. When the nurse's notations showed that he was often asleep during the day, eating little and talking less, it was decided that Ron should see a psychiatrist. The man who came to this bedside and drew the curtain as Ron watched said, "I'm Dr. Reed." "Ronald, would you prefer that I call you Ronnie or Ron?" "Doesn't matter." Reed made a notation, and Ron watched his silver pen flash as he wrote on the pad. He wondered if he had said something wrong already. "Do you know why I'm here, Ronnie?"
"No."
"No one told you that I was going to be stopping by?"
"No."
"You've been sick, Ronnie." Ron let his eyes roam the curtains. He was in a hospital. What kind of an observation was that? Was this guy a moron? Ron didn't answer.
"Dr. Polino thinks that your ulcer may be the result of emotional distress. Do you think that is a possibility, Ronnie?"
"I don't know."
"Have you been upset recently?"
"I guess." "Do you know what is upsetting you?"
"No."
"You can talk to me in confidence, Ronnie. Anything that you say to me will be between us."
"I don't believe you."
"Why don't you believe me?" said Reed. "Everybody lies to kids. I think it's part of the adult code." Ron bit his lip. He hadn't wanted to say anything, and then he just blurted that out.
"Who's been lying to you, Ronnie?"
"No one."
"If you aren't willing to work with me, Ronald, I'll simply tell Dr. Polino that I don't think that I can help you, and he'll send you home, and you can go back to school."
Ron felt defeated. "What do you want to know?"
"Do you know what's upsetting you?"
"I hate my life. I hate that my knee is hurt. I hate my stepfather. I hate my school. I hate that I don't see my father anymore.
I hate that I'm too young to do anything about anything. Everyone has those feelings sometimes, Ronnie. Then I guess that I'm fine and just don't know it. There's no reason for sarcasm, Ronald. There isn't. It isn't helpful. It's not. Do you find that you are sarcastic often? I honestly don't know. Do you think that you might be? What I think is that people don't really want to hear what I think. They want to hear what they think that I should be thinking. You're a smart boy. Nothing that I say to you is going to make any difference. Suppose I told you that I could arrange to have you stay home and rest for a couple of weeks after you got out of here. Ron's ears perked up. Maybe this guy could help.